The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and plant yourself in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending the sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to your servant, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink, and later you may eat and drink'? Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all, from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you noticed that Jesus seems to like mustard seeds? Earlier in Luke's gospel, he teaches that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, where small beginnings yield large results. And today, Jesus talks about faith in terms of the mustard seed. Here's what's happening. Throughout this gospel, Jesus taught his disciples about what it means to be his follower. And you know what? It is really challenging. He didn't say, "Love those who are sweet to you." No, he said, "Love your enemies." He didn't say, "Be nice to those who are nice to you." No, he said, "Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you." He didn't say, "It's fine to pile up your treasures and just take care of yourself." No. He said, "If you want to be my disciple, give up your possessions and absolutely never ever cause any of my little ones, the vulnerable ones of the world, to stumble." And he didn't say, "If someone sins against you, just write them off." No, he taught that if someone sins against you and repents, you are to forgive, even though it happens many times a day. None of that is easy. I'm not surprised that they didn't feel capable of living in this way. Have you ever felt that you're just not quite up to the task? That loving in general is difficult, much less loving your enemy? That you don't even want to return good treatment to the one who has treated you badly? And what about that attachment to possessions and the requirement to forgive over and over? It's not easy. And so, the apostles say to Jesus, and perhaps we do too, "Lord, increase our faith." They're hoping that if they have more faith, they will be up to the task. Like, "Right now, Lord, I have the 8-ounce size of faith, but I think I need the 32-ounce size. Lord, could you supersize my faith?" But Jesus seems to say that more faith really isn't the issue. He said, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." At one time or another, I suspect that many of us have questioned whether we have enough faith. If I just had more faith, God would answer my prayers. If I just had more faith, maybe she would have recovered, or I would be a better person, better parent, a better spouse. If I just had more faith, I would know what to do, how to handle things better. But Jesus is schooling us today that faithfulness is somehow not actually about size or quantity. It isn't about having 100% strength of belief or zero doubts, or about intellectual assent to a doctrine. So what is it? It might be helpful to think for a moment of a married couple who are lovingly faithful to one another. What does it mean that they are faithful to one another? Not that they always believe each other's ideas or agree on a particular concept of marriage. Rather, their faithfulness is this: they have committed themselves to each other in love and trust. They continually give their life to the other and receive the other's life as their own. They are faithful because they carry that one relationship with them wherever they go, in all that they are and all that they do. And so it is in our faith relationship with Jesus. Faith is a relationship of trust and love with Jesus. Faith is about receiving the life of Jesus Christ into our very beings and giving our lives to him. Faith is a relationship of giving and receiving, of trust and love with our Savior. And faithfulness is carrying this relationship with us wherever we go, whatever we do, and into all that we are. This relationship is the lens through which we are meant to see ourselves and others and the world. And a little bit of that faith goes a long, long way. So having faith isn't about understanding everything or pushing away our hard questions. And we all know that faith is not the expectation that because God loves me, my life will go smoothly with no pain or loss or difficulty. It's not that. Faith is trusting that whatever comes, whatever life requires of us, however God calls us, we will not be alone, that we will go through life tucked into the heart of God, cherished, helped, strengthened. From that heart, we step out in faith each day, trusting in the power of God at work in our lives and in our world. The appointed psalm for today, Psalm 37, gives us a practical description of what living out that faith, living out that relationship with God, looks like. If you would like to follow along, we're on page 500 in your pew Bibles, page 500. Now, some psalms are full of sweetness and light, and this one isn't exactly that. It addresses those very serious situations when life is not fair or the world seems unfair, when evil seems to be winning and prospering, when we may be pulled into envy or rage or despair. Have you been there? So what does the faithful life look like when we are in that kind of really hard situation? Verse 1. First, the psalmist says what it doesn't look like. People, he says, don't fret. Now, fret seems like kind of a harmless word, but in Hebrew, the word means heated or provoked, inflamed with anger, intensely worked up in a self-harmful way. Don't go there. And also, don't be envious. Evil and evil deeds do not last. So this isn't where to put your energy. Someone has said it's as though the psalmist is saying, could we all just please calm down a little? Then verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Remember, God is still working, even when it's hard for us to see it. God promises to be with us. So use your energy in putting good into the world. Do all those things Jesus talked about: love, forgive, protect the vulnerable, trust God, and do good. Trust and do. Verse 4, take delight in the Lord. My friends, if you know that you are saved by grace and claimed in the waters of baptism, if you know that you are loved eternally and called to God's purposes and strengthened for the journey, tell your face. Let's all allow ourselves to feel the joy of all of that and let it shine out from us. The Lord deserves our delight. Verse 5, Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Another translation says, put your trust in the Lord and see what God will do. A good prayer to go along with this could be, Lord, I trust you. I know you are working in this world. Please help me to be in harmony with what you are already doing. Verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the ills of the world? For instance, the poverty and violence and divisiveness. Here we are called to be still. And this is not about rolling over and playing dead and giving up out of despair. It's not that, but rather, be still before the Lord. Instead of fearfully watching the world go by, we need to stop our racing minds, quiet our fearful hearts, and be still, and focus on God's power and God's might and God's love and God's faithfulness. Resign from your self-appointed position of chairman of the board of the universe for a moment and just be still before the Lord and wait patiently for whatever God is up to. Then, after some stillness, after some rest, resume doing good. In verse 8, we return to verse 1. Refrain from anger. Forsake wrath, do not fret. It only leads to evil. Now, being angry is sometimes the only logical response to injustice, but we don't want it to be a lifestyle of anger, and we are not to be wrathful in our actions toward others. We see way too much of that in our world. So, the faithful life in challenging times includes this wisdom from Psalm 37. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Take delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently and do not be provoked. And if it all seems too hard, if God seems far away, if you're having a hard time finding even that tiny mustard seed of faith today, please know it's okay. The good news is what we have been talking about for the last few weeks. We live in community with one another. We aren't meant to do faith alone. Just like we surround a baby at the waters of baptism with our faith and our love, we uphold one another through this life. We pray for one another. We care for each other. So bring your doubts and questions, your uncertainties, your struggles. It's okay not to have it figured out. Keep showing up. You are part of the community. You don't have to do it on your own. None of us ever do. In the name of Jesus, amen.